But emptying out the Remus HaTevin, that's like a warehouse. That you have your HaTevin, you have your wheat there. So Rashi learns the Maschilim by Remus HaTevin, or the straw, you have your straw there rather. La Hastik, you want to use the straw now to make a fire with. The Alpha Pishwa Zimna Bajim. You didn't start to use this warehouse yet. So you hold your rug on the Hastik, and you didn't use this to make fire with yet. The Ashtar Mashmad Lesley Muksa. Now it's Mashmad does know from Yisam Muksam. In other words, you had a warehouse that you stored away the straw. So Poshin was Muksam too now. You didn't have that to use it. And now, punk this yom to the first time you started to use it. Still it's Mutam. Avoloi Biyatim Shiva Muksa. So you now let us start taking the wood that's in your backyard. Trashi Avoloi Biyatim Shiva Muksa. Rechova, your backyard, Shahuri about in the back of the house. Kruya Muksa. That's called a Muksa. You set aside things there. Al Shem Shi Muksa Li Ocher. You set something away in the back of the house. You don't go there always. That's like a storage in the back of the house. There you store your wood. Anything you don't plan to use for a long time, you store away in the back. Here you're telling me you have stored away wood in your backyard since you didn't have that to use it for a long time. Yes, that's the theory the Gemara is going to ask in the Mishnah. The first the Mishnah says, Baremus HaTevin, you're allowed to use. That's also like a storage that you stored away the straw. So it should be muksa. You see, you don't hold for muksa. Then it says you can't use the wood that you have stored away in the back of your house. That's also only muksa. So what's the difference? How come the stored away wood you can't use and the stored away straw that you could use? That's the thing the Gemara will ask. So the Gemara, Tana, we go to the Braisa, in the Yevsha L'shanois Mutter. In the case of the ratio, where you want to carry a lot of barrels of wine, of pitchers of wine, you need a lot of wine for yom to be going far away, you have a simcha there, you have to take a lot of wine. If you can't make a shin, like normal way of carrying it is, put a whole bunch of them into one big basket and carry the big basket there. So Mishnah says, that's not nice to do. You should do is carry one or two, and that's it, like go back and forth. But let's say you can't. Let's say you need so much that you can't go back and forth. Then the Rabbanu will make one said, you're allowed to do without a shin. Mutter. You have a lot of guests over now, and you need a lot of wine. You have to bring a lot of wine at one time, and then it's muta. Right. Asking Rava ben Mechuzah, Rava made a takon and Mechuzah like this. The Dore Beduchah, somebody that used to carry the wine on the weekday, Beduchah, that's one way of carrying it, right? He says Beduchah means the might in the string. Rashlan's Dore Beduchah. Masri, the weight, Shodom Yochid Noisi Akseifoi, that one person carries on the shoulders. Bechoil, Beterech, that's the way usually you carry it in the weekday. In Bol Osasais to be Yomtiv, you want to carry this weight now, this bundle on Yomtiv, the Tzerech Yomtiv, you're going Chavi, so you have a barrel of wine, or a sack, Molaperis, a sack full of fruits. Yesienu be Yomtiv Baraglo. You should make a Shinu, don't carry it on your back the way you do in the weekday. The Gemara says, again, the Dorib of Dukha, the Dorib of Raglo. Somebody that usually a baggage that you carry on your own back, where if it's a hard package, don't do that on Yom Tov, but make a shinui, use the Raglo. Rashi learns, Baraglo means Atish current, Puka, Kedarkoi, Noisei Melech, Limchor, Mesha Torah, Lashanis. Lok Yom Asim, Lela Harba Torah, Yom Tov. The Yatas that Noyachu Losses by Master Covid, Shinoisei by Chavis, and Nisei, the Ketav, Mishan Lokalu. And Atim is like a pitchfork. The Sam means like, you don't just throw it down your back, but you have the stick, like holding back on your shoulders, and the weight is all the way back there. So it's a little bit easier to carry it that way. You don't carry directly the baggage, the bag, down your back, but rather you have like a stick, a long stick. And on the other side of the stick is the bag, and is the weight, and the stick is over your shoulders, you're holding the stick down here, it's a little bit easier to carry that way. Just you have to make a shingle to make it easier. And Svakarev, the Gemara says, Tedorah Bagra, something in the middle of the weekday, usually you always carried it this way, Bagra, Ledorah Biakapa. Make a shinu, while Yom Tov do it Biakapa. So Rashi says, Tedorah Baragla, Masa Chodis Gedelish, Regilum Losa Saisa Baragla, Ledorah Biagra, Yisu Biyonte Bishne Bin Yodim. Make a shinu now and use two people to carry it. They might with a long stick. Al Kesvayim Nailanami Shinul Hokim. Like, let it hang in the middle of the stick. And you'll have two people on the two ends holding on the shoulders. So again, it's a little bit easier this way. You have two people helping you, it's easier. Right, the Dora Biachba, something in the middle of the weekday, that's the way you carry this big bundle with two people with a stick in the middle, with a bundle in the middle.
is Nifra Suda Alavayu. On Yom Tov, make a shinui, throw a Suda, throw a handkerchief on top of it. Make some type of a shinui. Shashikalu, Vienna Machvi, the shinui, you'll be Yamalasniya. Stop, make a little shinui to make it private. People shouldn't see what you're carrying. The Yimlo Yesh, let's say you can't even throw a towel over it. Shari, then you'll have to do. The Yom HaMar, like learned before in the first Braisa, in the Yev Shalashan is Mutiv, you can't make any difference. You have to carry a lot, you need it. You can't make Yishinuyim, then you're allowed to do it even without making the Shin Rabbonim will make them. Omale Rabchonin by Robel Ravashi. Omer Rabbonin, the Rabbonin said, Kama the Yev Shalashnuyim Ashninim. Let me just learn. If you could make a difference, then you do in the weekday, now on Yom Tov make a difference. Has come as much as you could make a difference on the weekday, should make a difference be Yom Tov and Yom Tov. So he asked the Kasha of Rohani, Nashi, these ladies, to come alai in Chatzvayimaya of the Yom Tov. They go to fill up the pitcher full of water on Yom Tov, they go down to the well to fill up the pitcher of water. And they don't make any difference. The same way they carry the pitcher back on the weekday, that's the way they carry the pitcher back on Yom Tov. How come nobody tells them anything? Why don't the Rabbanim tell the ladies they're doing wrong, like change, make some type of machinery? So back mishum, we can't make any difference. How else do you want them to carry the pitchers of water? Hey, what do you want to do? The Malya Bachatz for Rabba, somebody, a lady that fills up a big pitcher, she needs a lot of water. You want a Tamali Bachatz for Zuta to fill up with small pitchers? For the Gemara called Mashia Biluka, that's not a good Eitzom. She'll have to go back and forth a lot of times. You're making her walk a lot. So what's all good about that? Elamai demayu bechatz vazuta, a lady that only fills up a small pitcher, she uses small pitchers, you want to tell on Yom Tov tamala bechatz rabba. Instead of going back and forth two or three times with small pitchers, why don't you fill up once with one big pitcher? So no, we can't say that either. Why? Komashi b'masui. Because telling her to carry one big pitcher is also not so good. You're making it harder on her. We don't tell her to make a difference to make it harder on her. So therefore, we can't make any difference here. Elamai techsayi benichmato.
So Rashi says, "Techsayi benichmato" means kisu shalitz ha'osu lekaden. Put like a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. Let her cover it with a wooden cover. So Nista Gemara says, "No, it's no good because zimnim dinofel. Sometimes the wooden cover will fall off the pitcher. V'yosel asuyin. Some learns it'll fall off and it'll break, and then she'll have to carry the pieces, and there'll be a lot of material for her to carry the pieces. So therefore, it's not a good eitzah to put a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. On this, the Gemara's kasha tikrutei. Good, you're afraid it'll fall off, so tie it down. Tie down the wooden cover on top of the pitcher, shouldn't fall off. And the Gemara zim in the mastic, sometimes even the knot will come untied. V'yosel amikterei. And she'll come then to tie it on Yom Tov. And Rashi says that's an av malacha. Rashi says, V'yosel amikterei, v'kesher osel lehaskin av malacha, it's an av malacha, therefore it's not a good eitzah. Therefore you can't put this wooden cover on top of the pitcher.
On top of the barrel, that we're afraid of. For the Gemara, tifs your sudi olayu, so good, just spread on top of it the sudi, that's all. And the Gemara, zimnim de metashim mayino, sometimes it'll fall into the water. V'yosel beschitin, you come to squeeze out the towel, that's also to do. Hilkach, therefore, l'esh, we can't make any shinuyu. Therefore, we let her do the way she does the whole weekday. Omale Rova Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. So Rava Bar Chonin says to Abaya. Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later, Ein metavchin, you can't clap, v'ein ma'asafkin, you can't clap your hands on your thighs, v'ein ma'raktin. You're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov. For the Kasha, v'idna, the kochazin, and the avdin. Today, now, in his times, where the people used to clap their hands and dance on Yom Tov. Hochi, v'lei amin, l'hu, v'lei midi, how come the Rabbanan don't tell them not to? Omalai, I answer you back like this, l'time, according to your svara. Anytime you do bad, you have to tell them. Hodi yom arov, v'lelei sevin ishapum ad l'chaya. Rav has said that when you have a movi that you're allowed to carry, because you have a lechi on Shabbos, a lechi that's on the fourth wall, you just put a stick going straight up. So that's not to carry in the movi. So you're not allowed to sit right in front of the lechi, sit there. Why? Duma megandor le chefetz. Maybe something will fall out of a hand. Like a fall outside of the Rishas Rabin, you come to carry it back. So yes, we now let us sit near the end, the entrance of the movi with something because we're afraid it'll fall out there and then you go to get it. For the Mar Bohani Noshia, we see the ladies, the Shaglina Chatzvaya, they carry their pitchers of water the Oslin, and they go the Yasra Pume the Mavui, and they sit down by the entrance of the Mavui. Lermin Lublar Midi, and nobody tells them anything. So what's the terrorist? Elu, what do you have to answer? Hanach Lemlu Yisrael, leave these Yisraelim alone. Mutev Shiyu Shaygim. It's better that there'll be a Shaygim that do something wrong, not knowing about it. The Ayu Yumezidim. And not that they should be amazed. In other words, he knew that certain things, even if you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So if you know for sure they're not going to listen to you, then don't tell them, let them be a Shaygig rather than being amazed. His Ochinam is standing here also by this barrel here. Hanach lem li Yisrael mutif shiyu shoygin, not by the barrel. Same thing by dancing and clapping the hands, is mutif shiyu shoygin vayu yumezidim. Let them be a shoygin, do it unwillingly, and don't tell them, then they'll still do it to be amazed. Tahani mili bi rabbonim. This is only a svarin and this is the rabbonim. Abba bi yiraisa loy. For if somebody is doing this, yiraisa, then for sure we have to stop them and tell them. So the mar of a loy, it's not true. Loishno bi yiraisa, loishno bi rabbonim. Even certain things that midi raisa, they say as long as it doesn't say the farish in the Torah, even though it's midi raisa, still you don't have to stop them. The rabbon loyam rin lu, still we don't tell them. For loyamidi, we don't tell them anything. So a tois ves yom ekipurim, the raisu, it's a mitzvah midi raisa to start fasting a little bit before Yom Kippur starts. That's tois ves yom ekipurim. Don't do malacha from before shki already. The achli vishos yatzach hashaycha. And still, some people eat and drink mamash until shkia. They're not mekayim the mitzvahs toisus Yom Kippur. And still, the rabbanon don't tell them anything, even though it's the mitzvah deraisa over here. But the klal is, since it doesn't say the ferish in the Torah, it's only from limudim. And such a thing, we tell them shmutah shiyu shegin v'ayiyu meizidim. The Rashi says, "Hanach lemazoni v'dover shegilu boiv loyachsabem." Something that they're used to doing a lot, they're not going to change their minds. Therefore, you have to tell them to stop. Is muti shirchegim yu mezidim lava keshiyodu v'nichu v'kaklos. These things, like you know for sure, even after you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So you're better off leave them alone, and they should do it b'shegig and not to do it b'mezid. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph by the bottom near the two dots. Again, Umaschilim B'Yareinas HaTevin. That our Mishnah says, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to start taking from a warehouse that you stored the Tevin, you stored the straw. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Karno, Zoysa Meros, from our Mishnah we see that Maschilim B'Yotzer Tchila. You're allowed to start using an Oitzer, a warehouse, at the beginning on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Shimon, he the Lesley Muksa. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Shita, Rabbi Shimon does not hold for muksa. In other words, an oitzer here, this is a place that you set aside the tfua that you didn't need it for a long time. You want to like store it, but since you put it away in the storage, you like mesiach das. You do not have a mind to use it. So that's a svara. It should become muksa. You don't have das to use it for this yomtiv. And now on yomtiv, you change your mind and you want to use it. So the Chura Mishnah that says you let us start using the oitzer of tevin goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That Rav Shimon is always mekel and muksa does not hold from the yisra muksa. So that's the way it's mashper from the beginning of the Mishnah. Amos Seifus, the more asked now, what does the Seifus of the Mishnah say? Avoloi bi eitzim sheva muksa. But you're not allowed to take the wood, you're not allowed to start taking wood out of the muksa. That's like in the backyard, you have stored away your wood that you don't plan to use in the future. You want to store it for a long time's use. So the churat asvarat muksa. You're storing it away now, not for today's use, but for a long time from now. So therefore, it's called muksa. Now let's start using it on Yom Tov. Is the churu also Rabbi Yehuda? The sefer the Mishnah comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yisleh muksa that does hold from the svar of muksa. Therefore, you can't start using the wood sheva muksa because it's muksa. So churu is a steer with the ratio to the sefer. So the Moran says hocha bi'arze v'yashuchi yaskinen. The sefer the Mishnah that says avulei bi'etzim sheva muksa means a special type of wood. The muksa machmech sarnkis. That this is very, very expensive wood. So you have it set aside for a special decoration, special building, and not to be used today on Yom Tov. Therefore, the afilu Rabbi Shimon moida, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon, in other words, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that therefore, by Reimeth HaTevin, you're allowed to start to use on Yom Tov.
Mashenkin, the Eitzim are talking about special, very expensive Eitzim that's Muksumach with Chsaron Kis, that even Rav Shimon is Moed, you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Ashuchi Erez Nekeva, a type of cedar tree, a female cedar tree. The Rashi Domeh Yikorm is very, very expensive. People don't just use it. So therefore, they set it aside. This is a bigger muksa, even Rav Shimon is Moed to. It's called Muksa Machem Ez Chsaron Kis. Ike demasni lo ha-sefer. Some learned this whole din on the sefer of the Mishnah. The sefer says, I will loy be eitzim shiva muksa. Not on the wood, loy be eitzim shiva muksa. You're not allowed to start using the wood that you have stored away. Omer Rav Kana, so Rav Kana said on the sefer of our Mishnah, Zaysa Meres, from here we say that ein maschilim b'yotze tchila. You're not allowed to start using something that you have in the warehouse stored away, in other words, that we hold for muksa. So Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yehudi, the Yisrael Muksa goes the quantum Yuda that holds from the Yisrael of Muksa. If so, Eimer Reisha, what does the Reisha of our Mishnah say? That Maschilim Bareimah Satevin, you're allowed to start using at the beginning on Yom Tif from a warehouse of straw. So the Chura Osam the Rabbi Shimon, the Chura the Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Lesley Muksa does not from the Yisrael Muksa. So therefore, even though it's stored away, and like you didn't have Das to use it today, but now when you change your mind, since Lamais it's usable, you want to use it today, we don't hold from the Yisrael Muksa in this case. So for it's a steer in the Mishnah, do we hold like Rabbi Shimon, do we hold like Rabbi Yehuda? So this the Gemara says, really we go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that we hold from Muksa. Aye, why in the Reisha by Remes HaTevin, why is the Muta? So Gemara says, Hosom B'tifno Sori. We're talking about the straw that was like Sori, that was rotten. So, got spoiled. So since it got spoiled, Rashi says, you're not going to use it anymore for the Meichel Behema. Therefore, it's not Oymed Lachidim anymore. So therefore, you don't store it anymore. So therefore, you have that to use it right away. Fred the Gemara, no. Tivna, sorry, hochos latina. Even though it spoiled this straw, but you could use it to make cement with. So also, the fact you stored it away, it still has some usage to it. So you don't have that to use it right now, it should be muksa. So Marian says, the ispei koitzim, like two things happened to the straw. First, it became spoiled, and secondly, it has a lot of thorns in it. So since it has thorns in it, you don't use it to make straw either. So therefore, this straw has no usage right now, like you're only going to use it to burn it. So therefore, that's a svari, you're not storing it for any purpose that is only to be used right now. So therefore, it's not called muksa even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the ratio of tevin is talking about special tevin that you don't plan to store and use for a special usage, but rather you just use it for burning wood. And that usage you use right away, therefore it's not muksa. Marshaygan Eitzim that you have stored away to use for special usage, there we say it is muksa. Yeah, the Mishnah says later,